Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, I was calling to voice my opinion about the Isaiah Ryder case. I cannot believe that the governor of Missouri, Mr. Nixon, and all their other representatives are not up in arms that the state of Illinois has made Isaiah a 17-and-a-half-year-old teen, and in the state of Missouri, counted as an adult, to become a ward of the state of Illinois.
I have yet to receive a response indicating that anybody will be stepping up to bring these issues to light.
I would like to address why it is that the state of Missouri is allowing the state of Illinois to trample the rights of Michelle Ryder and Isaiah Ryder. This has got to stop. Somebody's got to take a stand.
All right, my friends, what's the difference between a right and a privilege? As we kick in today's Robert Scott Bell Show, typically the sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan Emord, but he called. He had an urgent meeting with a new client dealing with some dangerous government mayhem in the FDA. So he's excused for today. We've got Norman Singleton will join us up from the Campaign for Liberty. Norm's always great to have on board, and we've got some surprise guests. Stephen Hewer's going to drop in and do some digestive detox talk, and guess what? Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Luis Kuhobakis are going to be with us talking about the New Jersey and California medical exemptions to vaccines. Well, they want to keep that going, the states, but no philosophical and no religious. What does that mean? How can we stop that train? We got some cannabis updates, Hillary email updates. We got some questions of the day, so let's just dive right into it, Super Don, before we bring Norm Singleton into the mix. The Isaiah Ryder case, it's still, I don't know, did you sleep well? It's just, when you think about it, it's like a nightmare among many nightmares with the medical kidnap cases. And I keep going back to cause. I keep going back to the origination points, even though it's hard to go there. The symptoms are so profound. The symptoms are so manifest, right in your face, right? So if somebody comes to me as a homeopath and says, this is my problem, and you say, well, it's pain. Yes, I can address your pain, but I want to get to the cause of it, the root cause of that pain. And you may not want to because it hurts too bad. You say, no, I just want to get rid of the pain. And I understand that. Can we do some palliative care in the interim to get you to where we can get to the heart and root of that pain? And that's what I want to get to for the moment as we kick in the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How did we get here? You know, the questions, how is it Missouri gives up one of its citizens, its residents, to the state of Illinois, 17 and a half years old, an adult in one, not in the other? These are questions, they're legitimate questions, but they may not be going deep enough. Because if you are a resident, and listen, this is sacred fire of liberty time, law, legal, all that stuff, definitions matter. definitions do matter. They mean things, and they purposefully try to obfuscate that, because if you discover that definitions mean things, you'll find out that you are not the definition of the word that you're using. Residence indicates artificial creation of the state, corporation, partnership, etc. Not a human being, but a corporate doing. And because of that, you have been granted privileges and your rights have been stripped from you because you're no longer a human being born of a creator. That creator becomes de facto government. Another artificial creation, corporations by compact, coming into existence. No longer the de jure United States, when they said these United States of America, a de jure state, one of the several states of the Union. Now de facto subcorporations of the federal corporation known as the United States of America. And when you birth that little baby in a hospital, comes out of you, mommy, however they get that baby out of you, naturally or artificially, the first thing they want to do is what? Put that footprint onto a piece of paper and make a birth certificate. And I know some of you say, well, what's the point? What's the big deal of that? Haven't they done that always? No. It used to be the vast majority of people born on planet Earth were born at home or in a village. They weren't born in a corporation. And the corporation didn't lay claim to that soul, if you will, or the physical manifestation of its life as an artificial endeavor. But with the granting of a birth certificate and the acceptance of that birth certificate and the name they put on it, whether you agree to it or not, they lay claim, they lay ownership over. And even preceding that moment, Mom and Dad, I know this is tough to hear, when you asked for permission to get married, when you received a license because you didn't know that you could get married via contract, via covenant, within your own religious beliefs or institutions. When you asked for it, you thought you had to get it. Now you have welcomed, you have invited that very entity who is now responsible for colluding to steal your children. You have granted them jurisdiction by your ignorance. Let's just say it that. I know, it's an ugly thing. Robert Scott Bell, you're really making me mad right now. Well, I must. And it's not my intent to make you mad, only if it wakes you up to recognize that maybe we can correct this for the future. If you have already felt like you're too far gone, you can't withdraw, you can't undo it. What about teaching your kids differently? What about going back to origin points and saying, hey, wait a second, what was the United States about? What were these United States about? Why did our forefathers come over from the crown of England and abdicate the throne, but you know what I'm saying, declare independence from the throne? To say, no longer will you rule us. No longer will we be ruled by a monarchy. Now, the sovereignty rests with the people. But now, if you discuss the sovereignty being with the people, you are considered a potential terrorist. How about them GMO apples? So you ask for permission to get married. The state's already there. Then the child is born in the hospital. They stamp the foot right onto the certificate, and they say, here is the birth certificate. You are a vessel of the state under admiralty law. No common law there. Your child has become a de facto corporate birth, a vessel of the state, evidence of debt, and you will carry on whatever the state says to do because that child is owned by us. Not a child of God anymore, but a child of... Now, listen, the reality, yes, a child of God, but the artificial induction, the illusion is that now your child is somehow beholden to the state as a citizen, which is a subject... A citizen is subject to the jurisdiction of the king or whoever is declared to be king or emperor. Now, we talk about it with Jonathan Emord being a bureaucratic oligarchy. Not a monarchy, but in many ways we see Barack Obama descending as other presidents before him into some form of a dictatorship, unconstitutional, fiat declarations. I can just, you know, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, harken back to Bill Clinton. And you don't think it matters? Oh no, Robert, that's just, you know, everybody does this. That's not true. That can't be possible. Read about it. Read about the bankruptcy declaration in 1933. Learn. I'm not asking you to believe what I'm telling you, but you ask me, you're calling, you're writing, you're saying, what do we do, Robert? What do we do? Would you, if you think replacing these bums with new bums by voting others in is going to change it, no, the oligarchy stays. The corporation is the same. These people are then appointed within that field to kind of look after the corporation. And they need your children. They need them desperately to keep the ruse going. I have planted enough seeds. I have annoyed enough people right now, Super Don. I think I'd better hesitate and move on to another subject really quickly.
That's a lot to take in, especially if you haven't heard that before. It's, yeah, to wrap your head around that, that's for sure.
Hold your breath. Hold your breath. I got questions of the day. I don't know how many I can get to, but I got to get to them. First one comes from Derek. Hi, Robert. Thanks for the information. Oh, no, I got to play that next hour. I'm sorry. This is the one I wanted. Taffy. Hi, Robert. All the people you have on, a big supporter of your sponsor. She is, she says. Thank you for all your wisdom. A 28-year-old male was just diagnosed with celiac. When he was in Italy, it wasn't as bad. Cleaner food. Can he beat this disease? Would it be the aloe and silver protocol and probiotics? Yes, 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 Taffy, it would. He's on Prozac, too, for panic attacks. I'm sure it's all connected. You are so right. You were so, it is all connected. Remember, all of the anxiety sourced in the gut, the bacteria in the gut, the second brain, creating panic anxiety, and yet they put you on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Never mind that a lot of the brain chemistry is the result of good or bad bacteria. The balance or imbalance there. Taffy continues. His aunt was the one that had metastatic breast cancer treated at Sloan Kettering, I think, in New York City, the death squad, and she succumbed to it with cachexia. Oh, awful. And that's two close friends of Taffy that she's lost. So, yes, the Silver Aloe Protocol is the thing to utilize here. There are homeopathic adjuncts, there are herbal adjuncts, mineral adjuncts that I write about in Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger. And the next one is a big, long question about the aloe and silver protocol. Somebody from Canada utilized it and started getting some bumps on her tongue. This is from Rachel. She cut out all the sugar and gluten. And she basically went on protein, I guess a little bit of fat. But she has this thing, the tonsils are swollen, the bumps on the tongue. Doesn't make sense. What is it? Is it the silver that did that? No. The silver certainly is eradicating the yeast and dysbiosis. It can be lymphatic stasis, Rachel. We want to work with the lymphatic system, movement, homeopathic lymphatic drainage, and other remedies to do that. But it also may be a mercury burden. A mercury burden. And in that case, increase your selenium levels. Do more of the detox we talk about here, including Dr. Newsom's Super Earth Energy Digestive Detox, and also the Inflammagon, and all the things we talk about, Rachel. So if you are having semi-success with the Silver Aloe Protocol, make sure your liver, your lymph, your kidneys are doing their job, and make sure you're not burdened heavily with mercury. When we come back, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty is going to talk about the cannabis federal legislation proposed by Senator Rand Paul and more. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, all the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to some of the things I've already discussed. May have been too intense for young adults or older adults, maybe even older adults. But, hey, that's what we got to do. If we're going to go into the heart of healing here on a political level as well to stop these medical kidnaps, we can't shy away from the intensity of the subject matter. And here's a guy who doesn't shy away from the intensity of any subject matter from the Campaign for Liberty, our good friend, Norm Singleton. Welcome back, Norm.
Good afternoon, good evening, Robert. How are you?
Doing well, my friend. So good to have you on board, especially with an interesting good news update, finally, on a plant that on the federal level, Rand Paul and a couple of Democrats are saying maybe we should back it off of Schedule 1, make it a Schedule 2, make it viable for study and availability.
Right. This bill that was introduced by Senator Paul and Representative Cory Booker and Kirsten Gillibrand, who are both Democrats from the Northeast, would allow medical marijuana under federal law. It would allow veterans, doctors, VA doctors, to prescribe marijuana. More importantly, just as importantly, it would end the ambiguity in current federal law and regulations about bankers being able to service legal marijuana businesses in the states that that have that allowed, it would be an act of compassion. At their press conference, the senators had a young girl who suffered epilepsy and seizures, and her mother is seeking the ability to use medical marijuana to treat the child's seizures. And so this medical marijuana issue, in many cases, it ties back to parental rights, the state getting in between a parent, a child, and the child's physicians by saying that the parent can't choose to use medical marijuana to treat the child's illness. There's a veterans issue again, as I just mentioned. You know, we're told that the veterans fought for our freedom. We're told that the veterans deserve the best, and of course, you know, I believe that they do. But then, if that's true, then why can't they have access to medical marijuana if their physician thinks that it's the best thing? Why are VA physicians censored in the case of marijuana from recommending it or telling their patients that that's the best or at least an option for treatment for them?
Well, this must have MSNBC a liberal host in a real conniption over Rand Paul being the main guy going, yeah, we should decriminalize this on the federal level and allow this compassionate use to happen.
Well, I think the fact that Rand is out front on this more so than a lot of Democrats, like, say, for example, Hillary Clinton, or even the president, you know, the president and Eric Holder have made some statements in the past about respecting state medical marijuana laws and even state laws that go further than that, but a lot of their actions have contradicted their words. But you're right, it is going to cause a few people to, on the left, I think, a little bit of discomfort. Also, because Ted Cruz and Jeb Bush have both expressed support for a states' rights position on this. And, of course, for Republicans, for conservatives, you don't have to give up your opposition to marijuana to support this bill. You just have to be open to the ideas of individual choice, of states' rights, and of letting doctors and patients make medical decisions, not policemen and government bureaucrats. And of course, you know, that's a standard Republican talking point against things like Obamacare, is we don't want, you know, bureaucrats getting between you and your doctor. We don't want these government agencies dictating treatments to you. Why doesn't it apply to medical marijuana then?
Exactly, and, Norm. Exactly. And well said. Listen, we got to take a break. Norm Singleton's on with us from the Campaign for Liberty. We are going to talk a little more on this and the pickle that well, Hillary Clinton is in over emails. We'll get to that and a whole lot of more freedom issues with Norm Singleton here on the Sacred Fire Liberty Hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, well, Jonathan Ebord is slaying FDA dragons and other bureaucratic oligarchs. We've got Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. It's Campaign for Liberty, F-O-R, liberty.org. And you can go right and see all the blog posts. Norm puts up there a lot of great, great perspectives that you don't get in many other places. But we got them here live right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're talking first and foremost about the federal cannabis legislation proposed by Senator Rand Paul and a couple of other Democrats as well, and how overdue it is at the same time. Interesting, Norm, you had mentioned not only the ability to access it for those need for compassionate use, but really access to the banking system. Not that we're big fans of the federal banking system, but, you know, if there's going to be an equal playing field, it's interesting. I would rather have them sell their plants for gold and silver, personally. But the other aspect of this, you know, the VA, you mentioned the troops. If they take it from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2, now suddenly the reluctance at the VA should kind of start melting away, and our vets suffering PTSD and other disorders that could be effectively addressed by different forms of cannabis and the cannabinoids would suddenly have access to something other than these drugs that are causing them to have more homicidal and suicidal ideations and behaviors.
Right. I mean, it is a fact. You know, Congressman Paul got into a, caused a little bit of controversy a while ago, although he's said this numerous times, but just pointing out that one of the things that a lot of us, a lot of the people that have been involved in, not just in the veterans cases, but in a lot of the school shootings and other public mm-hmm. shootings, is that they've all been on these psychotropic drugs. Whereas the cases of, you rarely hear a case of, none springs to mind, of a public mass shooting where it was found out that they were a regular pot smoker. And, you know, I think that, you know, stereotypes oftentimes have a truth in it. And the stereotype of the pot smoker who, the only thing that they're interested in killing is a bag of Doritos and a large pizza. That may have some truth to it. Now, I know some drug warrior conservative friends of mine have said that, well, there's new strains of marijuana out there that actually do provoke more violent reactions among the users, do provide a more intense high that could be more psychologically damaging than what people smoked in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and even 90s. But the response to that is that, right, and just like during Prohibition, there was bathtub gin that caused people to go blind. This is because Prohibition causes dealers to try to increase their profit margin and their ease of delivering the product by making more sure. concentrated and powerful doses. So even those arguments, if it's true, actually strengthen the case for legalization.
You're right, Norman. And I would say that the Doritos or the Fritos that they're eating, the chips, are probably 100 times more dangerous than the plant that they're smoking. And I know this because of the glyphosate coming from Monsanto and the genetically engineered corn that is everywhere. They're damaging their gut tremendously. Whereas we've discovered from the scientific literature, peer-reviewed, that the cannabinoids in cannabis, in marijuana, are actually having a beneficial effect on healing the gut as well. So it's rather ironic that those who are getting the munchies may be doing themselves more harm with the food that they are choosing. So please choose non-GMO organic corn if you've got the munchies. That's a public service announcement from the Robert Scott Bell Show. So, Norm,
also
Grace...
They could get hemp chips.
Yes, that's true. Good.
And hemp
yeah,
bars, they,
hemp chips. We
wanna...
love that.
If they want to be really efficient in using
the plant, yes,
which hemp, of course, is not related, is not cannabis. It doesn't get
you can't get high eating a hemp chip.
Too high.
That's true.
The relationship between hemp and marijuana, the plant containing THC, is very misunderstood, and that's something else that Ron Paul worked on for years, and thanks to Thomas Massie and Senator Rand Paul, and actually even Senator Mitch McConnell, we're making great progress on legalizing hemp.
Beautiful. Yeah, and that's going to save a lot of the family farmers here in America, too, I believe. So that's good news.
Well,
now,
it's not a coincidence that the three leading representatives, two of them are obviously two of the leading libertarian politicians, or leading libertarian politicians in the country, but... But for people wondering, well, what is Mitch McConnell's interest? It's because a lot of the ex-tobacco farmers in Kentucky who are looking for a new cash crop have decided that hemp might be the tobacco of the 21st century.
Yeah, and hemp has grown just prolifically in history in Kentucky in the bluegrass state. So that will be a terrific addition as they move forward in that. Inevitably, they will. We'll look back and we'll look at this as prohibition, just like what they did with alcohol. Although, again, it's proving that this plant is much safer and, in fact, has much more medicinal benefit than the alcohol that they prohibited all those years ago. Now, on to the other political healing that we've got to go to. I don't know if it's feasible with the Clintons. They seem to get in lots of messes. But this Hillary Clinton thing with the email, can you set it out? I just read an article today by Judge Andrew Napolitano, and he felt like President Obama may be giving her special privileges, because if you're a top-level security clearance, top-secret, like Secretary of State Clinton must have had to do her job, and she's got a private email address and a private server set up on her own property in New York. I mean, how is that something that is, let's say, congruent with the oath that they take and, of course, the secrecy that they are sworn to, protecting state secrets by having it outside of the so-called government cage protecting it?
Well, that's a good question. And as Napolitano pointed out, you are supposed to have your email stored in a government server by law. Now, my feeling on this is that obviously we don't know what's there, and even if the Clintons release this information, there's still going to be a certain percentage of people who are going to wonder what was scrubbed. Are they releasing the whole thing? And I don't know how you verify that, given that the very fact that this was a private email server means that it wasn't under the control of a neutral third party. But Hillary's would have been herself better served had she followed these rules. I mean, one of the things that former government employee myself, having worked in the House of Representatives for Congressman Ron Paul, I know that putting things in email can be good for you putting it on the government server, because if you need to go back for whatever reasons, if your boss wants to know, did you say that, or somebody else says, well, I never got an answer for you, or I got answer Y, you can go back and say, no, here's the email. Or yeah, if somebody and if you can't find the email, if it's on the government server, you can ask your IT person, and they can hopefully find it for you. So if she wasn't being deceitful or using her time as Secretary of State for things that she shouldn't have, she was being incredibly stupid.
Yeah, and that's the argument, is that the so-called smartest woman in the world that some have referred to her as, maybe not so smart. Or maybe they got so arrogant that they thought they could get away with it again, because they often do.
Yeah, because she was either trying to hide something, or she was just incredibly short-sighted. Because her argument that she didn't want to carry two devices. Well, I know a lot of people in government service. When I was on the Hill, I carried a phone and a BlackBerry because I didn't really want to have, because I didn't want to use my government BlackBerry as my personal.
Right, you separated it out, which is probably wise. But if she's claiming she didn't want to carry two things, I mean, how many people are going to believe it? It sounds like there are Democrats that are now leaving her side, that have tried and tried and tried to say she should be the next president. And now even the Democrats are trying to go, well, we got to find somebody else. Is that the sense you're getting?
Yeah, I think so. It seems like there was a story today about some Democrats behind the scenes saying that they weren't given talking points. They weren't really helped by Hillary's organization. which shows a tremendous lack of preparation, organization, damage control. And you would think that someone who's been in the national spotlight and surrounded by controversy for 24 years now, going back to the fall and winter of 91 when her husband first started running for president, would at this point be able to be a well-functioning machine when it came to damage control. But it's amateur hour, and I think it's causing a lot of people to take a deep breath and say, is this campaign going to be run any better than the 08 one was, where they lost to a one-term senator who, up to that point, his greatest accomplishment was giving a great speech at the 2004 convention and writing a couple of best-selling books that a lot of people found inspiring.
Well, and don't forget, he was a community organizer. I mean, that qualifies you for everything.
To be fair, he also opposed the Iraq War when Hillary voted for it because she thought that was the politically smart move to make.
Yeah.
And of course, by 08, it wasn't.
All right. Well, who's got political smarts? Norm Singleton does from Campaign for Liberty. We're going to be back to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Then we got to go into vaccine mandate issues. We've got some more cannabis updates as well. And, wow, yeah, there's events coming up in New Jersey with these exemption issues we've got to talk about. Also, digestive health, also on tap with Stephen Hewer. So stick around. What about the audit the Fed bill? Where's that?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Anybody else shedding a crocodile tear this evening? We just learned that Dr. Nancy Schneiderman is exiting NBC News. This is Dr. Schneiderman, the one that went out for some soup and broke quarantine during the Ebola outbreak. Oh, she was a doctor. She knew she wasn't. Okay, Schneiderman, leave us alone. All right, she's gone.
Yeah, she's been attacked by the news Nazi who now says, no news for you.
No more news for you. No, that was the soup Nazi. But yeah, I get your drift. Very good. Very good, Super Don. And Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, campaignforliberty.org. Appreciate you so much. And I was going to ask you for an update on the audit the Fed bill. Any movement on that? Any squirming from Janet Yellen? What's happening there?
Well, they continue to run a bizarre propaganda campaign about it. What's bizarre about it is that they make claims that the bill does things that it just doesn't do, and not only that, but that it does things that if it did do, I think a lot of people in Campaign for Liberty would have a problem with it, such as that it would somehow give Congress control over monetary policy, which is not what it does at all. But it's interesting that they don't want to debate the merits of the bill. This week, we heard that Senator Richard Shelby, who chairs the Senate Banking Committee, has been talking to Janet Yellen, or at least had one meeting with Janet Yellen, where they discussed making some management or organizational changes to the Fed. There's talk of limiting the New York Fed's influence. There's talk of making some other Fed members appointed, or some other Fed board members
confirmed by the Senate instead of just appointed by the regional by regional banks, and these things, you know, I don't know if they'll result in any better policy, but they're not transparency. They're not an audit. They're not giving the people the facts about what is going on in monetary policy, and they would just be, you know, I think they would be unacceptable
was rearranging the deck chairs, as they say, on the RMS,
yeah.
Federal Reserve Titanic.
Right. Right.
And how do you explain, Norm, that with the loose monetary policy that they've been playing for years, those 0% interest rates, that the dollar is stronger than ever in regards in relation to certain things like the euro and the pound and different things? What's going on out there with that?
Well, I think one thing is that we forget that as strong as or as bad as we see our monetary system and as awful a job as Janet Yellen and her predecessor have done in managing the value or keeping the value of our currency strong, and as bad a job as Barack Obama has done with the economy. I mean, look at Europe. A lot of this could be explained by fear of Greece. I've seen a couple stories today that Greece is threatening to take German property for war crimes, which is, you know, World War II ended years ago. And it's basically sort of a sticking their tongue out at the modern German government for having the gall to suggest that, you know, maybe Greece doesn't have a divine right to continually have their socialist government bailed out by the rest of the EU. You know, we see in Russia the ruble is collapsing, and I think there could be a little bit of instability maybe behind the scenes in the Kremlin that could cause some nervousness.
Ron Paul would say, don't get cocky just because you think the dollar's strong right now, because inherently the system is corrupt to the core and it will inevitably collapse. What will you do in the meantime? Well, we've got Norm Singleton of the Campaign for Liberty joining us tonight. Norm, I appreciate you so very much. Thanks for joining us tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, my friend. We'll be back after the news. We've got more cannabis updates. We got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and more coming up, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.